lady wants your help with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend has an issue. Now, is this an issue where she should run or just look past it?
All right.
I say run. The dude's a psychopath. Anyway, so help. I have a boyfriend of 2 years. He's got a weird hobby. He has a mannequin he's kept since college named Barbara.
Okay.
I discovered her existence when we were seeing each other for about a year. He spends a lot of time and money and talks to her like a real person. When he comes home at night, he kisses her and tells her he misses her.
No.
He sleeps next to her at night.
When
I'm not there, basically treats her like a second girlfriend. When I asked him to get rid of it, his responses range from ignoring me or telling me he'll do it later, pleading for me to understand how important she is to him. He definitely has some type of emotional attachment to it. If it was a childhood blanket or a teddy bear, I wouldn't care so much. But having a real-life, sized, real-looking doll is a little bit too much. We fought over this, and I don't know where to go next. Who's right here?
Well, it's obvious she's right. His relationship with this mannequin is unhealthy. You know, I know she's saying with a blanket or a teddy bear, that I'd be fine too, but it isn't. It doesn't have to do with the fact that the thing exists or what the thing is or the size of it, you know, a mannequin as opposed to a teddy bear. It has to do with his relationship with it. And his relationship with it is an unhealthy one. Just the way if he's a grown man who sleeps with his binky every night, it's unhealthy. It's one thing to own it. It's something else to have a relationship with it. Sleeping with your teddy bear every night, dressing and addressing a mannequin by a name and telling it you miss it. No, there's something wrong with him. There's definitely something wrong with him. This is not a healthy relationship that he has with this inanimate object. And you know what? I'm all about consequences. I think if you want to have a relationship with a actual person, you have to end your relationship with the mannequin person. And if you can't, you don't get to have a relationship with an actual person. This is about consequences. And seriously, see a therapist. There's something wrong with him. You know, we have a friend who is really into troll dolls. Mm-hmm. You know, he's really into troll dolls. Not like that guy that, remember we did that video in like Michigan or something where he had like 100 troll dolls and it was not right. A story, but it was a slow news day and we were making fun of them. We have a friend who's into troll dolls, kind of like that. You know, he has a very small apartment, but he has this one wall that has all these little tiny cubby holes that he keeps all the troll dolls in. And his girlfriend moved in and she's like, they're creepy. They look at me. It's a tiny apartment. There's barely any space for us. You know, I'd like him to put those troll dolls in a box and put them away. I don't have a problem with him keeping those troll dolls out. He doesn't talk to them. He hasn't named them. It's the one thing that he's into. For him, it's like art. It's an attachment to his childhood. It's just the thing he's into. Do you know what I mean? So I think in that situation, it's perfectly okay. This guy seems to have an unhealthy relationship with Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name?
So you're saying Baby Yodas, if a guy maybe sleeps with a Baby Yoda, that's weird?
You mean like a Baby Yoda pillow?
Yeah, maybe four.
If it's your decoration, it's silly, but it's healthy. And if that's what you're into, that's what you're into. If you talk to the Baby Yoda and have a relationship and you try to feed the Baby Yoda, and if you do a Baby Yoda voice like, oh, is Baby Yoda not eating today? There's something wrong with you.
Okay. But there was a movie called Mannequin and even Mannequin 2.
What year was that? What years were these?
Right. But you can still...
Like the 80s, right?
Yeah, but they're still on Netflix. You can see them, you know, like they're a brand new movie. So...
What's that got to do with anything? Because there's a movie where there's like a mannequin in it from like 40 years ago. Who cares?
But the mannequin comes alive and it's Kim Cattrall.
Awesome. So then he can be with the mannequin and not with this girl needs to leave him immediately. If he won't get rid of the mannequin, then listen, this is another situation where the only person you can control is you. You can't control another person. You've told them what you wanted. You've said this relationship feels unhealthy to me. This thing is friggin' creepy. I don't want it around. Whatever your problem is, you've told him. And he's unwilling to do something about it. So the only person you can control is you. This is a big get the fuck out. Go find a guy who's not into mannequins.
Or Baby Yodas.
Well, Baby Yoda's a whole different story.
Oh, okay, good. Whew. Scared for
and
a second.
And by the way, David Seeley, he is into Barbies and Barbie dolls. Barbie has her own room at David's house, but David doesn't live in a one-bedroom apartment. He lives in a larger place where he has a room for Barbies.
But does he talk to them and kiss them and...
Probably.
And is that okay?
And dress...
So if the mannequin is a foot tall, that's okay? It's because it's 5 foot tall?
It's because he doesn't have a healthy relationship with it. Because David has a healthy relationship with his boyfriend, and he can go be with his boyfriend. They can have their own relationship. And it's not like at the exclusion of, he doesn't sleep with the doll. It's not awkward. And that's weird. The fact that this guy sleeps with the mannequin and considers it like a third girlfriend or a second girlfriend. No, that's a problem. There's something wrong there.